This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Colorado Department of Corrections is not looking to hand over Tina Peters to federal custody. The former Mesa County clerk is in state prison after being convicted of crimes related to allowing unauthorized access of voting equipment. The federal government had sought to have her transferred to a federal prison. A spokesperson with the Colorado Department of Corrections says transfers must be initiated by the state, and they are not currently seeking one. Meanwhile, Colorado's county clerks want Governor Polis to reject efforts to move Peters. A bipartisan group of clerks on Tuesday said the governor had not responded to their requests to keep the former Mesa County clerk in state custody. Molly Fitzpatrick runs Boulder County's elections.
His silence is deafening, and it's also offensive. It's deeply offensive to county clerks. It's deeply offensive to the Republicans and Democrats who serve as election judges.
Peters is serving a 9-year sentence in state prison. Problems caused by drought and overuse continue to threaten water in the Rio Grande River Basin in southern Colorado. A new study says snowmelt during the last 25 years has dropped 17% from the previous century, and researchers forecast additional drops as much as 28% due to climate change. The report says irrigated agriculture is the primary driver of water use in the San Luis Valley, despite farmers voluntarily conserving water. And this is CPR News. In Denver tonight, lows in the 20s.